This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, March 21st. God's word for you today is true worth. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 8, verse 32, and it says, "Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else?" The value of an item is determined by the amount someone is willing to pay for it, right? The value of your car is determined by the amount somebody is willing to pay for it. God's word says that your value and my value is the life of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. That is the price God paid for you and I. So before you start beating yourself down, you need to remember that you are so unbelievably valuable to God. It does not matter how your spouse, your mother, your colleague, or your boss treats you. You are unbelievably valuable. At different seasons in my life, certain songs linger on my playlist. For a certain season, it was the song "You Say" by Lauren Daigle. I wake up every day and the song just bubbles up in my heart. Many times at 4 in the morning, everywhere is dark and I have the song on replay. I want to encourage you to listen to the song and watch God do a work in you. When life closes in on you and you feel, "What is all this? Why am I here? What am I doing here?" Remember that we are incredibly valuable to God. Remember that you are not 50% or 80% forgiven. You are completely forgiven. Isaiah 43 verse 25 says, "I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more." Remember that you are so valuable. Remember that you are completely forgiven. And thirdly, remember that Jesus is coming back again. And this is so huge. People do not often remember this. We just go about life. We do not even hear it preached very often anymore that Jesus is coming back. But he is coming back. We should remember that the same Jesus that ascended into heaven is coming back. Acts 1 verse 11 says, "Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. This same Jesus, not another one or a different one. This same Jesus is coming back. Never forget that." And Jesus makes good on his promises. He promised to save. He saves. He promised to heal. He heals. He promised to deliver. He delivers. He promised that he is coming back again. He will come back again. The story is told of a man who went camping and got bitten by a snake. The group he went with gave him a jab, the antidote for the snake bite, only to discover that it was empty. The jab could not deliver on the promise, but Jesus delivers on his promises. Jesus says, "You are loved, you are valuable, you are forgiven, and he is coming back for you." We need all these keys to stay rock solid when everyone else is being tossed to and fro. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "The only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. In you I find my worth, in you I find my identity. Oh, oh, I believe, yes, I believe what you say of me. I believe." Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.worshipwithus.com. gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.